Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
2 weeks in a row.
I know. Who is this person?
What is this madness?
I know. Don't get used to it, though.
Okay, we won't. We will not get used to it. But we're happy to have you here. And how is everybody's weekend? Did everyone have a good weekend? I feel like I need to ask these questions because the state of everything. Like,
we had a swim meet all weekend, so that was our fun.
How was your fun?
It was not fun because it was very poorly run this weekend, and it was long and never ending. But thankfully, like, we divided and conquered because the kids are in different sessions. So instead of being there for like 15 hours, it's not really that long. It just feels it. I only had to do like one session with the kid, and then Michael did the other session.
Well, that's nice. Heather, how was your weekend?
Good. We had Owen's hockey banquet, and so we are officially done with
high school hockey.
High school hockey.
That's sad.
It is. So they all like stood up and, you know, like said what they were doing next year. It was just really sweet. And I didn't cry. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you.
And Dustin and Owen were like, you didn't even cry. I was like, I know. I'm so proud of you. I know.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It's fun. It's exciting. And it's also like exciting that he's on to something else.
The next. So fun fact, our high school just won states for hockey for Yeah, so it's very exciting. They've never done that. Our hockey team is not usually very good at all.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. Oh, how about you, Becky? What did you do this weekend?
Took Chris to the airport. I checked out a Goodwill bookstore, which...
Wait, it was just a bookstore?
Yeah, it's just the Goodwill bookstore. Mm-hmm. They're popping up all over Southeast Michigan and Toledo and Ohio. There's one over in Cleveland. I saw one down in Marion. And this one was in Temperance, Michigan, just on the other side of the Toledo border. And so it was just books. It was very interesting. I do not love the way they lay it out because it's fiction, nonfiction, young adult, children's, entertainment, and then like self-help and cookbooks. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, the cookbooks, you guys. If you're into cookbooks... The cookbooks. There was tons of cookbooks. So it was a little harder to find the romances.
Oh, because it was just all mixed into the fiction section.
The only thing they had really grouped together was the Harlequins.
Mm.
Which I did find a NASCAR. A NASCAR Harlequin. I was pretty excited about that.
You shared a picture of that one.
That was so funny because Jenny's like, where are you? And at that time, I was driving, and we were in line at Wendy's to get lunch.
I mean.
But yeah, that's what I did. It was really interesting to do to go there and to see it. I got a lot of cute, you know, mass market step backs. So many awesome step backs. I found a bunch of Lisa Kleypas and a couple of Joanna Lindsay's that I didn't have. So.
And a couple that you bought multiples of.
I bought multiples of a few, too. So, you know, there's that. But, you know, I'm obsessed with a step back. Give me a clinch cover.
Yeah.
So.
There's just something about those. Yeah.
I love a used bookstore. And when we were all done, Sydney did say to me, she's like, I really prefer the dollar book swap in Dayton more. Like, okay.
Oh, really?
I'm like, okay. Well, there's a lot more. It's categorized a lot better. And there's a lot more digging. Like, it's not just, I don't know. Do you guys have family video? Do you know what family video looks like?
Mm-hmm. We used to have one, yeah.
Okay,
we
so.
We don't anymore.
This bookstore, nobody has them anymore. They went under. But this bookstore is in an old family video. So it was basically a family video sized bookstore.
But books.
And there just wasn't a ton of digging around and stuff.
Mm.
So, which I think.
We have one. I just looked it up.
Oh, do you have one?
Well, they actually, their website is pretty interesting. Like, it categorizes it. I mean, you guys have 4 in Ohio.
Yeah, I knew there were quite a few.
It looks like 2 in Michigan, like Detroit and Traverse City.
Yeah. It was really, I really love the concept of that, you know, because people do donate a lot of books to the Goodwill. And I do wonder how many of them just kind of get lost in translation in the big... stores like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, bookstores are growing. It's interesting to watch because I think we personally, and I don't know if part of it's because we're immersed into the book world. So we hear about a new bookstore, we see it. But, you know, like did I tell you guys that our bourbon bar in town, the last Tuesday of the month is hosting a book swap. You can bring 4 books and you have to leave with at least one. And then they have special drinks. They have drink specials and stuff for that Tuesday night. Well, it gets people in your bar on a Tuesday night when people aren't necessarily going out to the...
Well, there was that brewery here in Minnesota that did like the adult book fair.
Whatever. Yeah.
And like they had no idea, but it was like that it was going to be as popular. So they were like around, like it was 4 blocks long the wait to get in. And so they've moved it to the fairgrounds now, which we do the fair here, people.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We do the fair. And so the fact that they're at the fairgrounds, it kind of tells you that
it's a big deal. Well, there's a brewery in Toledo that does it with an indie bookstore. They host an adult book fair. But it's a fundraiser for a teen book festival that they have in Toledo every year.
That's cool.
So it's a fundraiser. And nobody's done anything like that here, but we don't technically have an indie bookstore in Findlay. We have a used bookstore, but Findlay itself does not have an independent bookstore. And at this moment, we do not have retailers other than Walmart and Meijer that sell books. Because we had a Books A Million in our mall and it closed. Our mall got sold. And they're tearing it down to build a Target.
Wow.
Wait, so you're going to have a Target a lot closer now?
Mm-hmm. Like on the other side of town.
Target pickup, which by the way, if anyone listening is in the Midwest, there is that, it's called the Midwest Indie Bookstore Roadmap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. And if you go to, you like can look it up online, but then you can go check out the store and then they have the maps and they have a new one now for 2025.
That's so cute. And there are just so many bookshops. I did started a list. We had people putting in our Discord, indie, especially romance specific bookstores. And I'm curating a list. I wanted to put just something up with links to those store on our website, because many of us, you know, somebody sent me a bookshop and it's in Ohio, but it's like, it's actually closer to Leah. It's in Ashtabula. So it was closer to, technically it's closer to Leah than it is to me. Cause Ohio's kind of bigger than people realize, but you know, if I can get Mike to take me on an adventure, I'm always up for
on an adventure.
I'm always up for a
bookshop. I think Ashtabula is only like an hour and a half from me.
Yeah, it's not far. So anyway, so we did the bookstore.
And 81 miles.
You could.
So not far at all.
It's not far at all.
We have one here. I wonder if you put ours on. I will tell you.
Okay. Well, we'll get that. Bookstore roadmap or road trip. Yeah, I'm all for a bookstore road trip. But bookstores and book shopping, which currently the hosts of Buzzing About Romance have a book shopping problem.
Oh my gosh, so much. So much.
We have a book buying problem. But that is not.
Because they have freaking adorable things like this that come out. And so you have to get them.
But you were gifted that copy. So I was gifted that one.
But I'm just saying, stuff like this comes out and you're like, oh, I have to have it.
Just so you know, though, seeing that book, the titles that I am gathering for Sapphic Summer, like, there's so many really great titles, so many great titles coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is not our topic tonight.
What?
We could talk about that. We could talk about it. I mean, like, there's books coming to my house on Tuesday because books are being released on Tuesday and I must have them. And then, you know, I do stupid things and I buy
multiple versions,
three copies of a book. because Girl. I can.
I feel like
this was really good though. 10 out of 10. Everybody should read it. The audiobook was great. And I know it's a chunky beast. The audiobook
is very good. I haven't finished it yet, but I am into it and it is really good.
So this was, I really did enjoy this. So I'm not sad that I have all those copies, but they're so cute with the letters and,
yeah.
And there's a map inside.
I've had way more control than anybody else.
I have decided that I'm not telling the people that I live with this, but I'm telling the rest of you. So if you see someone I live with, don't tell them this. I have to not buy books that I haven't read. I mean, I feel like that is just the basic rule I should follow.
That I do that. I only purchase paperbacks of books that I've read.
Oh.
Not me.
Yeah, Becky. Becky's
like, I don't.
Becky is not the same.
We're not the same. This is pretty. I'm gonna buy it. But I eventually read them. I bought the Ruby Dixon, the Minotaur book, because that cover and those edges. But I read it and it was very good. I really enjoyed it.
My budget does not allow. Ooh, that's pretty. I'm going to buy it.
It also doesn't help, though. Leah's starting to experience this. Publishers in your email day. Can we send you a finished copy? Please.
Yes, you can.
Feel free. I need a dopamine rush.
Those ones, it's different because I'm not buying those. They're just showing up in my mailbox.
Except I have
Space. 4 books I've gotten, I have not purchased. They have been given to me by publishers or authors. So I don't have issue with that.
Susie says that she has bought books that she hasn't read. And so far, she's been very happy with her choices.
I'm not saying it's a bad choice. I'm just saying my book budget does not allow those choices.
I'm very happy with my choices, too. But I don't know. I do feel better about myself when I order from indie bookstores, The Last Chapter or
Novel Grounds.
Oh my God. Novel Grounds.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I feel at least I'm not just supporting Zahn.
Thinking of.
So we have some exciting news. Go ahead. What's your order? Go ahead.
Did you dive into the Eloisa James thing? With the step back?
No, I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
You have to find me the link. Just
email her and ask her.
Yes, send me the link.
I shall.
But exciting news, actually, and I will announce this again later this week, and it'll be up on our website. We got granted affiliate status with bookshop.org.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you can buy books, if you're just buying the deluxe copy that's available everywhere, you can buy it through bookshop.org, and then 10%, I think it's 10% of your purchase comes back to us at the podcast.
We're going to be building TBRs over there.
Yeah. So Jenny, I had Jenny digging through it today a little bit, and we'll get that set up this week. So look for our announcement later this week about our bookshop.org affiliate, and you won't feel bad about buying books because you'll be helping us keep the podcast on the air.
I love it.
Okay. So again, this is not
our episode. Not even close.
Okay. On this episode, we are diving into a trope that sparks a lot of controversy and conversation. We are talking age gap romances, whether it's a few years. Well, we're going to talk about that. Or a couple decades, these stories explore relationships where age becomes part of the dynamic, adding tension, depth, and sometimes a little scandal. We're going to talk about what makes age gap romances work, the potential pitfalls, why romance readers keep coming back for more. So grab your drink and let's dig in. So first, let us talk and define the age gap.
Mm-hmm.
What is the number that you consider an age gap?
The least number?
Yeah. Is it 5+? For me, it's 7+.
7+ for me.
I think it depends on like
the
if it's a
ages of the
college romance.
characters.
So like I think about a college romance, like if it's an undergrad and like a professor, I think that it's like
But a professor
six.
is going to be at least 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because they, even if they just have a minimum of their master's, that's 4 years college, 18 to 2 months.
True.
So it's at least
That's
six
true.
minimum.
Yeah, I would say 6 to 7 is definitely what
I
to
usually use
consider.
7 because if I think about it, between, especially as you start to get past 25, is there that much of a difference between 26 and 31? You
No.
know, it, I just don't feel like there's enough, but I think that there's enough difference between 25 and 32 with that
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah, so like when we started dating, I was 18 and my husband was 25. And I think that was like, a difference.
Right. Well, you had different priorities, different places in your life. At
Correct.
25,
But
he
you
was
also had
starting
different frontal
working.
lobes.
And now there isn't a difference. You know
No.
what I mean? Like we're old.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, you look at age gaps differently when the ages are different. Like, a
For sure.
7 year, like, the age gap is always there. Like, but if it's like a 37-year-old and a 30-year-old, you don't necessarily notice the age gap, but it is still an age gap.
Right. It's like where you're at in your life. Like when I was in college, he was like in his career. You know what I mean? Like I'm still writing papers and he's,
Grading
like
papers.
has a big boy job,
Yeah, making lesson
Does that
plans.
make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I agree. The 7 years makes sense, like in books. But then the question comes, it seems like people have a lot of feelings about like what too much of an age gap. And it seems very double standard, which is very uncool.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me because, so first of all, if we look at our origin story of reading romance, for me in particular, I come from a historical romance background.
Which is
Those are all
notorious for
technically
age
age
gaps.
gaps, right? Because he has to be established in society and, you know, he's the bachelor and everyone thinks he's foregone for hope of ever finding,
He's a rake.
you know,
I want a rake, a reformed rake. Oh, because they
right?
make the best rope. I mean, like, let's be real.
Right. So, coming from a historical background, age gaps are just normal. And also, if we look at a lot of movies,
Yeah.
Michael, when we were talking about this, he's like, look at movies. There's age gaps, and you don't even realize that those actors are like years apart in age.
Like Han and Leia.
Right. Right. So, I. Age gap does not bother me as long as, and this is, you know, as long as consent is clear, you know what I mean? And a lot of times, I know people get a little up in arms about like the dad's best friend. I know we've talked about like QB Tyler wrote a stepdad, stepdaughter romance. In those instances, the female main character is the pursuer of the relationship. And I think that shifts the power dynamic when it is the younger female going for what she wants.
100%.
Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to ask a first question. So, power dynamic, life experience differences, and emotional maturity, how do those feed into the forbidden element for you? Do any of those, like, let's say you have a character that lacks emotional maturity. Does that bother you in these books?
Sometimes, like, it kind of depends on the age of both of them. Like, if she's 18 and he's like 25, the emotional maturity doesn't bug me as much because he's still a kid, essentially. Like, he's supposed to be a fully grown adult, but at 25, most males are not fully like mature. And so I think it depends on the situation of the story. Like, if he's 40 and she's 20, then yes, like, he needs to be mature and like emotionally, like, he can be kind of emotionally stunted. but like he needs to be emotionally mature also.
Heather, do you think communication plays a significant piece into a well-written age gap romance? Like if there's good established communication between the characters?
I do. I think that comes into the maturity. So, good communication, and it usually is where the male is older. I think that then the heroine generally has to be a little bit more mature and be able to communicate a little bit better, like more mature and very like in touch with her. I don't want to say feeling, but like sort of almost like she needs to know what she wants, right? Like, and that's
Like
often what
old
we see.
soul type of
These hero
thing. The
these
other
heroines know what they want. They have no interest in being a party college girl. Like, they're interested in kind of moving on to the next step. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I think that one of the things that makes age gap romances, especially for some of us that have been reading romance a while, we automatically get emotional stakes and you get a conflict because of the age. So you're
Well,
less,
especially if it's a larger gap, too.
right, you're less likely to have stupid reasons. And in an age gap, I don't know about you guys, I don't mind other woman drama with an ex-wife that's, or an her ex that's his son, or
I mean,
somebody.
I am down for an ex's dad, so
I don't mind
I
that
do not.
other person drama that might come in those because.
But it has to make sense and it can't be forced drama. Like they can't be added in to like create conflict that doesn't make sense.
Exists really.
So
I would agree.
the other thing that I often like about age gap romances is, and I think that this was the discussion that happened around Ellie Hazelwood's that's coming out in May, is this, it's a power imbalance. And, but I was looking at my list, and oftentimes it's not a power imbalance because, again, the ones that are my favorites, it either has to do with a huge amount of caregiving, like in Praise by Sarah Kate. She needed someone to care about her and to give comfort and be there for her emotionally so she could disconnect from all the things she was carrying around. Or we get something like The RSVP by Lauren Blakely, where she's the pursuer.
Well, even in the tryst in that series, like she's more the pursuer as well. Like,
Right, because they hook up at a random at a business conference. Yeah, she's the flirt. So I like those, right? Like I don't feel like there's a power imbalance in those. And even what did we just do recently? That One Regret by Cary Elkes. You know, he fell first.
Well, but there's not, but like with that one too, like she is very well established in her career. She is not like like she's floundering in the sense where like she's moving home because of like situational things, but like she has an established career. She's successful in her career. Like she made some missteps like in France and is coming home because of it, but she didn't lose her career. She's just changing location of the job. Like, and she is emotionally more mature than he is at times. So, I mean, if there's a power imbalance, like the younger person has the maturity that the older one doesn't there.
I think age gap often happens in mafia, right? There's the arranged marriage, whatever. And I think it's the perceived that the man who is technically older would have the power even in a mafia romance.
But
And
they
then as you
don't.
read it, it's really like these women really just like kind of wrap them around their finger, right? Like, yeah.
No.
It shifts and they fall hard and fast and
And even if we look at, and I will say, yes, do we come across age gap romances where the consent feels dubious? Absolutely. Absolutely.
That there, like, you can't find a trope in romance that does not
That's right.
exist. And that's the thing. Like, there's dubious consent in every style of book. And so it's like, yes, with an age gap, sometimes there's a little more question with it because of the subject, like the tabooness almost, sometimes the age gap. But the dubious consent factor, like, you can find that across the board.
And I don't mind dubious consent. Obviously, it's not a problem for me.
Same.
But I look at
Me either.
there are other books that we read, especially like Damsel in Distress, that we read those, and those could be the same as an arranged marriage in Mafia, because she has nothing else. Like if you think about Come Again by Jiffy Kate. She has nothing else. She is running away from her life. She's broke and destitute and doesn't know what she's going to do. He opens up opportunities for her. But how is that any different than, you know what I mean? Like if you have someone that's been kidnapped or forced to marriage and stuff like that, like again, I think it's how it's written, right?
Well, like Keeping Denver by Crystal Alvarez and no, Crystal Daniels and Sandy Alvarez, like she's homeless. He like brings her in off the street. She gets a job. Like he moves her in with him. And so it's like there's these situational things where it could be like a little suspect, but at the same time, like he definitely falls first. And so it's like the protectiveness of it is such a big part of the story.
So one of my favorite age gaps is The Study by Kelly Fox. And so it's an MM romance, and it was the last book in the series, and this is so good. One of the main characters was a widow, and then the other main character was the late husband's like student. And so the younger one is really providing like emotional support for the older one. And he's like very steady, like very emotionally stable, very calm. And the older one is sort of like reeling with his own, grief and managing. And it's so well written. And you would think there was a power imbalance because of the eight, like the older one would have the power. And that's really not how it is.
Well, and that brings up gender role within age gap. Now, one of the things that will be very clear if you've listened to us for any amount of time or spent any minute on our website, we do not use the term reverse.
No, it's stupid.
It's
No.
stupid. We don't like it. The societal norm is he's older, she's younger, but we read a ton of her being older and him being younger. And also, in a lot of queer romances, we're reading where, and so I don't think gender role defines age gap either.
No. Well, and like
Totally
just
agree.
to say reverse is stupid. Like one of them is older, one of them is younger. Like who like announced that like it has to be a male to be older to be regular and then the female is older to be reverse. Like that it's just dumb. But anyway,
It's very
but
dumb.
actually, one of my favorite ones is Boy Toy by Serena Bowen and Tanya Ebby. So she is older, he is younger. She used to babysit him, and he had like the biggest crush on her. And then like as like he's
Isn't
out
it
of
her best friend's
college,
brother, too?
I think it is her best friend's little brother. Yes, but that whole series is just really funny. But like he like. I mean, granted, he pursues her because she's like, you were too young for me. Like, I babysat you, but it's just really fun.
I have not read that. I clearly need to.
Oh,
No,
that
it's a
series
really
is
good
super cute.
series.
And Tanya Ebby is actually a well-known audiobook narrator,
Narrator.
and those audiobooks are exceptional.
It's a really good series. It's Man Hands, Boy Toy. There's four books in the series. Like one, he's like a hot cop, and there's like a whole like thing with that. But it just,
Teddy Hamilton narrates Boy Toy. So,
Teddy actually would
He
be
is
the
so
perfect
awesome. God,
voice
I
for
love
that
him.
character.
It's
I'm gonna have to change his name
Well,
though.
yeah.
Is do we have a name for that series? What series is that
It's
called?
Liam. Man Hands.
It's the Man Hand series by Serena
It's called
Bowen.
Man Hands.
Is that the series too? Because
First book is Man Hands. Second book is Man Card.
yeah.
Boy Toy, Man Cuffed.
So, and for anybody listening, and Juan, just so you know, you should be able to find a list of all the books we talk about on our website. If not, right after the episode's over, by tomorrow morning, when I've had coffee.
We'll try at least. Our lists are not always
They're not
the
always accurate,
best.
but feel free to email or DM us and ask us
Yeah.
all the questions because we're happy to give extra recs.
Well, and Laramie Briscoe has one. It's called Renegade. It's book one in her Moonshine Task Force. It also is brother's best friend. He is younger. But so she was in a not great marriage and like gets super drunk at the beginning of the book and it's like, I need this and this and this from like
Well, that's
from
like
you.
Pool Boy by Nikki Sloan. She's a divorcee. He's the pool boy. And it's, which, again, we're reading a Nikki Sloan book for Sip and Discuss this week. I don't know what we're discussing, but we're discussing.
There are things. Well,
an
and Danica has one, Take the Shot. It's book one of her hockey
oh,
series. She is
yeah.
older.
She is older. Well, and I like Wild Ride by Kate Meador because
Well, it's Kate
she's,
Meador.
it's Kate Meador, and we all know that I love Kate Meador. She's a single mom, and he is the
The
rogue, the
Manny.
rake of the hockey team. He's
Oh,
the
okay.
one from Jock Wanted that the girl is like fake dating
Oh, yeah.
because he's such a train wreck. But
Oh, he's a
then
hot mess of chaos.
He gets volunteered to work at an animal shelter, and she runs the animal shelter. And it's just so cute. And he loves her, and he loves her daughter. And it's her as the older person that is struggling with the fact that he's so much younger.
Well, and go ahead, Heather.
Daisy Jane has one too. It's called The Wild One. So he's like a secret millionaire. He's younger. She's like a single mom, and there's a really nice kink in it. Daisy Jane writes some kinky, but like low key kinky. And this man is obsessed with her, and it's really good.
Do like a good
Like I said, she's a
obsession.
single mom with a baby. So, what do you think the kink is? Would it
Oh.
be nursing?
Well, okay. So, as I was going through my list, I realized there are certain authors that, for age gap, when I want like a gritty, dirty age gap romance, I always go to. And Zoe Blake, I think she only
Oh
writes age
yeah.
gaps.
No, she doesn't because that Cavallari Billionaires only book one and book four are age gap. The
Okay.
other three are not.
But those men are obsessed and
Well, they're
kinky.
obsessed. But
And
I'm just
kinky.
saying, just like Daddy, Barone, and then the uncle, those are the only two age gaps. The other three are not.
I ever show you my really pretty book that I got with the beautiful edges for Daddy Barone?
Yes, I
Mm-mm.
have seen
Have you
it.
seen it? It's
I have
crazy.
seen it, and I have been tempted to purchase my own, but again, I've put myself on a very strict physical book budget.
And so, as we talk about Zoe Blake, where again, consent in her books is
Not really there.
dubious, a lot of mafia, a lot of primal kink. We
Didn't
then
know it's
switch over
dubious.
to like My Favorite Kidnapper by Melanie Moreland, which is Fluffy Cupcake age gap.
Yeah.
That book was so cute.
They're
And
Canadian mafia. They probably apologize before they,
well, it's never clear what he does in that book, right?
nobody knows what he does in that
That's right.
book. He just
Kidnaps her and takes
takes
her to
her.
Italy and makes
Yes.
her make him cupcakes every day.
So if you're
I
going to
mean, there's a
kidnap
cupcake
me,
kink.
just make sure I have my Kindle and go ahead and bring me to Italy. That's fine.
He took her Kindle and her cat so she wouldn't be alone.
Well, don't bring a
It's like the
cat for
perfect
me because I'm not a
kidnapping.
fan.
Oh, he's an art trader.
Jenny said he's an art trader. So, yeah, he definitely is a
Oh,
thief of some
it
sort.
Stacy says art thief.
Yeah, probably.
And then there is Archer by Rebecca Sharpe, which I love that series.
Such a good book.
It's such a
That's
good
such a good
series.
series. Actually, her Covington series has a couple, like some age gaps in it
Well, I
too.
think
She
all
likes
but
an
one
age
of,
gap.
well, the one book, the last book with her Reed, Spencer Reed character,
And the
she's
Reynolds,
older.
yeah. Yeah.
It's she's older and he's younger. But the first three books are, I think, are all age gapped with
Yeah.
him being older.
Maybe not huge, but even in her Vigilantes one, like the last one was like fought like dad's best friend's daughter.
So, because Archer is Aaron Hochner of that series,
Yeah.
we're not going to even talk about the amount of times my child has reread that book.
It's such a good series. Honestly, like all of her books are very good. You should just read her. But she does like an age gap. Because even in her snowboard series, I think it's book two or book three, it is like the one of the snowboarders and then the one his best friend's little sister.
Vanessa
They're
Vail
giant
also.
alpha holes, though, just so you know.
Vanessa
Yeah,
Vail
Vanessa Vail
writes
likes an age
Age
gap.
Gap. She and
Well, and she
Renee
does them
Rose.
both ways too, because Manhunt,
Candy.
he's older,
Oh.
but Man Candy, she is older.
Yeah. I love that series. I think that is such an underrated, cute, contemporary, almost rom-com series. And they're so, those are mac and cheese reads. Those are
Oh
like
yeah. Well,
warm
yeah,
chocolate
quick
chip
reads
cookies.
too. Like they're easy reads, they're funny, they give you what you need.
I just read one recently, Whirlwind by Kayla
Oh,
Gross. Is it
Kayla
Gross?
Gross. Yeah. That was her
So
Twister
good. It
fan
was so
fiction.
good. He's the professor and she's the student, master student, and they're storm chasers. So
So
they
did
are
that,
chasing tornadoes.
because that's one where it can get tricky, right? Because Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood, which it makes no sense that people got all up in arms about her problematic summer coming out because Love Hypothesis is an age gap. But it's student, professor, student. And I know that that can sometimes be a little bit of a trigger for you. You don't love student teacher. So did.
This is different. They're like, she's older. She's like 25, I
I'm gonna
feel
say
like.
it's
She's a
a lot of it's the
master's.
age with Heather. Amanda never likes those ones, that dynamic. It doesn't matter the age.
I don't have, I mean, I
Heather
have
doesn't have
very
a lot of
few
triggers.
triggers. That's
Unless
fair.
her kids' names pop up, she's not really gonna care.
Another author that likes to write age gap is Lauren Rowe, as I was going through, because Reed Rivers is an age gap, Finding Home, Seebohm's book is an age gap. I think her club trilogy, I think they're an age gap.
So, if you like a novella, Fiona Davenport, who is Rochelle Page and Elle Christensen, all of their books are age gaps and they're fairly decent sized and they're obsessive. So obsessive. Jessica Cain.
Jessica Kane, hers are ridiculous
Yep.
though.
Well, those are very taboo, very,
Those are
very.
okay,
There's not always a
like
lot of plot.
there is no plot.
Every
There's no plot.
once in a while, you'll come across one that has a little bit of a plot.
We know I
It
don't
definitely
like this
tries to
word.
have a plot.
Lucy Darling also likes an age gap.
But I want to go back to Jessica Kane. Those books, like,
They're
I read the
bananas.
grandfather one. It was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm like,
Yeah.
what? What?
Oh, yeah.
You think too much. Just, I
You just
mean,
have to go into it for the pure joy of the
like, there's
chaos.
daddy
Actually,
kink,
she
but
has
I
a
don't
new
have a
one coming.
papa
She
kink. like,
what?
I don't have Papa kink. I might have Daddy kink.
Oh, I read a Chanika Snow where, like, she had a bad day. And it's called Daddy's Naughty List.
Chanika Snow is another one.
Yeah, he was dressed up as Santa Claus, but he wasn't Santa Claus. That's just how they met. I was sitting at the swim meet reading it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
my mom's like reading over my shoulder.
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh no, my mom was reading the 707 in like triple canopy. So lady reads exactly what I do. Maybe not all that I do. There are some things I don't recommend to her, but other things I do.
Yeah. If you are into mafia and you haven't read L.K. Shaw and her Donnelly series,
Those ones are good.
Unlimited right now. And there's several age gaps. There's some arranged marriage, and it's so good. I started 2024 reading this series.
Yeah, they are good.
And it's so good.
Yeah, Irish Charmer she is older. Yep. He is younger. It's a secret baby.
Yeah.
The last one in that series, I can't remember what it's called, but there's quite a big age gap.
Irish Rebel. Yep.
He's a little bit of a daddy.
Oh, and the cover.
It's very nice. Yes.
Jane Henry likes an age gap too in her mafia.
Charity Farrell also does age gap.
Yeah, in with her mafia series.
Her Marchetti.
Gorgeous Monster.
Yeah.
That was an age gap.
Helena Hunting likes an age gap.
Oh, yeah. She's got that one.
She has two. Book three.
She's older.
Book three and book four in her current Toronto Terror series. Book two and book four in her Toronto Terror series are age gap.
In the Bittersweet Heart. That series.
Oh, right. Book two.
In Maverick's book, she's older because she's his professor or the TA or something.
Well, I actually have quite a list of where she's older. So Lessons in Corruption by Gianna Darling. That kicks off her Motorcycle Club series because the first one, she's older and he is her student.
Yes.
And in the second one.
Welcome to the Dark Side. There's a huge gap there with Daddy Zeus.
The Takeover by T.L. Swan. She's older. He's younger. Measure of a Man. Love. What?
40 Love by Olivia Dade.
40 Love. Measure of a Man by Molly McLean. That's the third book in. And it's not my favorite, but it's just because there's no third act breakup and she didn't know where to end it. It was 75 pages.
It was really
too
hard
long
to follow Jesse.
Right. Well, because he's the man. Vanessa Vale's Man Candy. Nothing Feels Better by Britt Benson. It's part of her little four-book series, not her rock star stuff.
Karina Halley has The Forbidden Man. It was titled The Younger Man, but she retitled it not long after it came out.
To The Forbidden. Mansplain by Avery Flynn. She is older. That was in the Cousins book. Yeah. And King by Sawyer Bennett that just came out last fall. She's an established pediatric doctor and he's in his first year on the Titans and came up from the minors and he's 22. And Heather loves a golden retriever. King is a golden retriever. He's the goodest boy.
I do love a good boy.
And in the same hockey vein, Xavier Niels, the owner, she is older. He is the hockey star. She is has inherited the hockey team. It's a Las Vegas marriage, accidental pregnancy.
I love all those things. The Indomitable Mr. Temple by Lindo Forbes. She's older. He is actually closer in age to her son, who is 17, than he is to her. He's 26, 27, and she had a teen pregnancy, and she's 41, 38, 41 range.
Okay, there's one coming out like that. She had a teen pregnancy. Her son is on the NHL team, and she falls for the captain. Oh my God, it's coming out, and I have it on my list. I gotta find it.
You find that.
So freaking good.
But Lily Valenti has one. It's called Seduce. It's in her Virgin the Virgin series. I can't remember the series name off the top of my head, but she ends up being like the executive chef at like the restaurant that he works at.
Nice. I love all of that. So for ones where he's older, okay, you guys, I have to say this. We obviously have a type because I went through this list of age gap and all of these books are high ranking books for us, or we did like sip and discuss for them.
I mean, I just really like an age gap. Like,
Me
honestly,
too.
like I didn't have to do any like deep
No.
dive for this episode. Like a lot of like every once in a while we'll come across a trope where I have to really look through my Goodreads because past Leah was an
I
idiot.
had over
But
300
age gap,
shelved. Yeah.
well, I only had 55 shelved, but like just looking at like the first page, like honestly, I could look at my shelf and like just pull
Right,
like
which is what I'm
all
doing
the
because,
titles.
like, Janet Aston, like, her
Well, she likes
trust
an
right
age gap
wrong.
though
She
too.
also does butt sex well because she uses lube.
Well, and Lonnie Lynn Vale, she likes an age gap a lot of times. Like she has multiples where it's like the best friend's dad, or like there's a 20-year gap. Like she
Heather,
likes an age gap. So,
was
what?
Royal by Rebel Shaw Royal?
No, Crying Shame was an age gap.
No, I think
Royal
Royal was
wasn't.
too. She was the nanny, right?
Yeah. So I don't know where I read that. So I read 61 age gaps in 2024. And thus far in 2025, I have read 17 that I've shelved as age gap. So I don't know about Royal.
Well, yeah, it might have been.
I think it was an
Now that you
age
think
gap
of it, now that you
because he
say it,
was
I think it might have
older.
been.
I don't know. That book is so good. And again, it's one of those that nobody talks about. But I also
Well,
need.
else like one is Marie Johnston. Because it
She
can't be an
does.
episode if we don't bring her up. I
A
mean,
thousand percent. We have our
she
usuals.
also
Yeah,
Walker
because book
Rose.
one, yeah, Walker
Yeah.
Rose is like an age gap too. I mean, it's Marie, so
Right.
it just kind of goes. Nella
Samantha Whiskey.
Alta.
Samantha Whiskey also likes an age gap. Oh,
Yeah. Nella
yeah.
Alta likes an age gap too. I
She
mean, a lot
does.
of hers are mafia, but like
Yeah.
there's age gaps all over the place there.
I Love Gareth by Samantha Whiskey. That kicks off this new series that she's hockey series she's writing right now. That's the main hockey team. Gareth is the
Ooh.
owner of that hockey
The
team.
Bangor Badgers.
Yeah, the Bangor Badgers. But I loved Gareth's book. It was so good. Another author that loves an age gap and a little bit of bonkersness. So if you're looking for a little kinkiness, Sarah Bale.
Yeah, her villainous tales they're all age gaps. His holiday treat, it's her dad's best friend. That's a
Yeah,
really good book.
that is a really good book. But then, I feel like we have to talk about Katie Robert because she's a little bit of the
Her
OG
dad
on.
will do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I had that down. You guys, if you haven't read Your Dad Will Do,
You are
do
missing
yourself
out.
a favor. Get yourself that book.
Well, in Kay Webster,
Because.
she does a lot of age gap as well.
But yeah, Katie does
I
it
mean,
and
hers.
does it so well because she has that the Guardian one and the
Yeah, she
dad's
had.
best friend. Another one that likes age gaps, and we don't talk about her books enough because I think it's because they're trilogies, is Skye Warren.
Yes. Well, really,
Yeah.
anything in that Midnight Dynasty world is often an age gap.
That's true. That is true. Many of them are.
But they're all trilogies.
They're all trilogies.
So one of my favorite age gaps, and it really is because I think it's the setting that really makes me love the book, is The Hero She Craves. So it's Dad's best friend, and she's like a like by oh my God, she's a student and she's doing research on the water, and he's like captain of their yacht, and it gets attacked, and so then they have to like go to Hawaii, and oh my God, the setting is so beautiful. It's like a
Yeah.
third character, I feel like. And that's by Anne Hackett.
Before This Ends by Aurora Rose Reynolds is an age gap, and she has age gaps, I think, in her Underground Kings too, doesn't she?
Well, She has age gaps in everything, actually, because some of her until books are age gap, because like until Bax
This is
is an
when we
age
need
gap.
Amanda because she's the one who's read through this the most recent.
Yeah, but until Bax is an age gap, December is an age gap. Not huge, but there's definitely one. I'm pretty sure July is an age gap because I feel like Wes is quite a bit older than July.
Has anybody read Older by Jennifer Hartman?
It's a beefy book, but everyone said it's so
And
good.
it's apparently very emotional, but it's an ex's dad or dad's best friend,
So
one of
I
those.
think Jennifer writes very emotional
That's
books.
what I've heard. I've never read her though.
And I will tell you, she is very kind. She
She's the
is one
nicest.
of
I
the
met her.
kindest.
She did the signing up in Toledo at the Barnes & Noble a year ago, and kindest.
So
So
I've met
kind.
her in Iowa twice, and she was in Denver and she was in Las Vegas, and people like were clamoring to get her, and she's very sweet.
Yeah, I've heard
So,
really good things about her and her books.
we briefly touched on this person, but I feel like she needs to be talked about. And it's QB Tyler. She writes some seriously amazing age gaps that border a little on the taboo side,
She
but she,
does push
like,
the
however
envelope.
you view them, she also can write the heck out of a spicy scene.
She can.
Like,
She can. Well, and if
yes,
you want
that
an
girl can write.
emotional age gap, I think Melissa Foster does that too. That book, the second book in the
Always Her
Redemption
Love.
Ranch,
Oh, yeah, that one, Sully.
Sully, that one, it deals with some heavier topics and
What
it's really
one was
well
that
done.
called? Well, and then she has Levi and Tara's book, which is in her Silver Island series. Like Sister's Ex.
Yeah. But I do agree with you, Heather. QB Tyler, she pushes the envelope, but it never feels forced. It always feels like it's consensual, always. Because
Always.
oftentimes it's the female main character that's doing the pursuing that has the power in that
It's the whole
dynamic.
femme fatale thing that.
It is an age gap, especially, I think, both ways, even for an age gap. If she's older or she is younger, I think that definitely is a female character that's the femme fatale. Although I will say in Lindo Forbes' book, he is like, he's got the charisma. He's the over the top, like trying to convince her to
Well, that's
date
like
him.
the Tonya Ebby, Serena Bowen boy toy. Like he is more the pursuer, but it's not like in a creepy way. It's just
No.
a, I know that we're going to be really good together, so you need to get over yourself type of thing.
Jill Ramsauer writes a couple age gaps too.
Yeah, because isn't Silent Vows an age gap?
Yes.
I think
And
so.
book four in that series, I'm pretty sure, is an age gap. Oren's book.
Well, I thought, and wasn't book two with her, or no, book three, where he blackmails her, or is that book four?
That's Oren's book,
That's
right?
Oren's book, yeah, where he
Yeah, I think that's
blackmails
book
her.
four. Book three is the. Well, but they have. There's a couple novellas in there, so it's hard to tell. Because Pippa is a novella, and it's like between one and two, but it's kind of a book, but kind of not. So, like, hers, the
The
numbering's like
Melissa book
weird.
is For the Love of Whiskey, is the Melissa book. Thank you, Bonnie, for telling us that. A.L. Jackson also likes to write some age gaps. Do you think that age gap romances outside of like Your Dad Will do you think that there tends to be like this emotional component? Like, because even Praise, she
I mean,
had
I
some
think there has
emotional
to be some
components
sort of an
to it.
emotional component. Like, there has to be like reasoning for it. Like, why is she, as a young woman, attracted to the older man? Like, not so much like why is he, as the older man, attracted to her, but like the emotional side of like where her thought process comes in. And like why is she pursuing him? And I mean, it same goes like when it's the opposite, like when she is the older one, like what what is the emotional, like, I can't think of the
The
word,
stakes.
like what
Yeah.
emotional need are they trying to get met?
Yeah. Like, why are they going after that older person? Like, in
So
Renegade, like, he's
I'm.
had a crush on her forever, and she's like, I need to be fucked, and I need to be fucked hard. Like, I couldn't say that earlier because the boy was down here, so. But he's had a thing for her, and so he's like, I will be your boy toy for the night, and then she ends up pregnant.
So I have a friend who's going through a divorce, and so she's like, I haven't been single in like 25 years, and so she's on the dating apps, and like when they say that younger men are attracted to older women, she's like, Heather, these guys are in their 30s and they're like matching with her.
Yeah, that does not shock me.
Well, but part of it is that whole like scientific, like where like your sexual prime comes in, like males like peak higher and sooner than females do.
But
I mean,
I also think it's a little bit
not always,
of,
but.
I don't know, I do feel like age gap isn't just fantasy. I think there's a lot of real life
I agree.
components to it. And, Mike's 18 months older than I am, and he's actually the closest to my age that I ever dated. I always tended to date older. And I just, it was something about maturity and emotional stakes. And so as an older woman with these younger guys, it's more of like, I don't have to be responsible.
Well, and that's like her thing. She's like, I have been a mom and a, like, she's like, her kids are older and she's like, I can finally have a little bit of fun in my life, you know? She's like, I don't need a babysitter. I can go out. She goes, I don't actually have to come home. She's like, it's kind of like freeing. But yeah. So I read a super emotional series, and it's not going to be for everyone. But it's called Scars and Stripes. It's a trilogy, and it is an MM series around wounded veterans, and they are it is so good, so emotional. And this is by Raquel Riley. And like I said, it's not going to be for everyone, but it is definitely emotional. And I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay,
And there's
so
age gaps.
because we spent so much time talking about book shopping, is there one age gap romance that if you could have everybody read, that you would have them read before we move on to the next part? So we're not here for like 12
I
hours.
can't narrow it down. There's too many.
If there just is there one book you wish more people, like with an age gap, that you wish people would read, pick
Well,
up?
really, just the whole Black Resort series by Leila Frost. That whole
Okay,
series.
that whole
All three of
series.
them are age
Little
gaps. They're
Dove,
delightful. Little
Little
Dove, Little
Sunshine.
Sunshine, Little Goddess. If you don't like a daddy, though, it's not for you because book one is daddy. Book two, he likes ropes. He likes to tie her up. He is also a little bit of a daddy. And then book three is a why choose.
Do you
It's an
have one?
excellent series.
Do you have one, Heather?
I do. I think it's the Swift Brothers series by Riley Hart. It's an MM series. It's set in a small town in Michigan, and again, check triggers. But it is super duper emotional and lots of mental health rep, and Riley does a phenomenal job of writing the mental health, and everyone should read it.
So I am gonna, this is the only age gap I think in the series of three books, but that is What Heals Us by Maggie Gates. And it was such a great book. And then, What Saves Us, all three of those books are exceptional. And I think that if you want a well done age gap, especially within What Heals Us, she's a little naive because of the circumstances surrounding. She had a kidney transplant and growing up as a medical child with kind of helicopter parents, you think she's going to come out of this being like very naive and just goes along with everything. but she doesn't. Also, the town in that book, they manipulate the situation to hook them up. So.
I like a schemey town.
But also, like, honestly, if you just want something fun, read that Vanessa Vale series, the Manhunt series, mm-hmm. or Jana Aston's Wrong Trust.
Yeah.
Right Trust or whatever it is. That series is exceptionally done. Well done. Okay. So that is it for that. There was some discourse. I'm just going to briefly. There was discourse earlier this week about a daddy dom little girl romance that got taken down because it was not a romance. It was just gross. But we will discuss that in an upcoming episode where we kind of do a state of romance. So we're not touching on that tonight. But if you have questions about it, feel free to ask us. But also that brings up, if you have a topic of something that's going on in Romancelandia right now, or you have a question about something, send it to us. We're compiling our list for our state of our romance episode that we're going to do in April. Because April is 2 weeks away, guys. 2 weeks.
Oh, that means the birthday is happening.
Yeah.
It'll be 14. I don't like it.
Someone in my relationship is going to be 50.
I know. But I don't like it yet.
So
I have a 14-year-old also. Yeah. And an adult.
I
know you do.
I mean, I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old.
He's supposed to renew his driver's license. And I'm like, hey, we got to do this. And I'm like, you got to get on this. I'm like, you're an adult now. You have to do these things.
And he has to do selective service registration too.
Yeah, within 30 days of your birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's coming up on that.
Anyway, so that's what we have for age gap. If you are looking for a certain trope or a certain rec with an age gap, send us a message. We have tons. And there are several listicle articles on our website right now for age gap romances. She's older, he's older. We talk a lot about age gap.
We do.
So feel free to hit us up. So now it's that time.
It's that time
for Book of the Week. Book of the Week time. Yay. Leah, what's your Book of the Week?
My Book of the Week is Hardly a Gentleman by Eloisa James. It comes out the end of April, actually. So it, but it is book two in her series that she's writing. It is chaotic and funny and historical, and it just is a really well done book. And there's a silky chicken named Wilhelmina in it, and like this little boy just loves this chicken, and the heroine is like trying to pass herself off as a housekeeper, but she's actually a lady, and like she had gotten groped by the prince, and all these things are happening, but nobody like believes that she is like a housekeeper. And there's a character named Cobbledick in it, and that made me giggle every time I read it.
You also had the honor of getting to talk to Eloisa James.
I also had the honor of getting to talk to her, and I told her that I read it as Gobbledick the first time, and then I giggled every time I read it after that. She's like, that was kind of the idea. So he's not the hero, though. He is just a dude who drives Clara around from London to Scotland.
She's such a great
author.
It's
in the Highlands, and yeah, it's a really good read.
Heather, what is your Book of the Week? What are you reading?
Well, I'm on a complete binge. I am still reading There's to Defy. It is book four in the Marriage Raffle series, and it is a book, like $5 in the series. I started it on Saturday, and I literally am obsessed, and I can't put it down.
Okay, who's that by?
It is by Stacia Black. I'm going to just remind people, though. It is a dark romance. It's not going to be for everyone. There are triggers and there's content warnings. I don't need those, but I know so many people do. So it's dark. There's stuff on page that you probably don't want to see, but I cannot literally put it down.
Okay. So I kind of had two books of the week, but one, I read The Story of My Life by Lucy Score because I had to check it out. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad that I did.
I am in that right now. I'm doing the audio. It's delightful.
It hit that mark of where the town is a character, the town pulls together. There are a couple things in it that bugged me. It is not a perfect read for me, but it was very well done. I did enjoy it. I'm just kind of tired of the whole, like, the female main character being a romance author. Like, I don't need that anymore. Like, I'm just, she could have been anything. Anyway, but my actual book of the week is The Girl Zone by Lauren Blakely. It is out this Wednesday, March the 26th. It is an age gap. It is a coach's daughter.
Ooh, I like a
He
coach's daughter.
falls first. They are adorable together. They have a great meet cute at a coffee shop. So much tension, and they kind of develop a friendship, and then they connect, and then he realizes it's the coach's daughter. Like, it takes a minute for him to know that. And it just, this little friendship they have just blossoms into this bigger chemistry. It's just really well done, exceptionally well done. I really, really enjoyed it. And of course, you know, Lauren writes a beefier book. And I wasn't, this one again, didn't, I wasn't like, geez, oh man. And these covers are adorable. So,
They are really cute.
did you see she recovered the RSVP and the
The
tryst? And
tryst? I didn't.
she did to these illust to the same illustrator that's doing these hockey covers.
Ooh, dang it.
And it's pretty, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
I haven't looked. Again, we were at swim meet land all weekend with really crappy internet, so.
Okay, so that's it for Book of the Week. Patreon update. We have book club coming up here in April. We're doing The Silent Waters by Brittany Cherry. If you'd like details on how to join us for book club, you can check out our website at buzzingaboutromance.com. Swag pack sponsoring author for March is Lizzie B. Brown. She is the author of Obedience. You can find her books in Kindle Unlimited. Also, after popular demand, and because I bought new mugs and felt like I needed a reason to show them off, coming back tomorrow and for the whole month of April, Mug Monday. Snap a picture of your mugs.
Oh,
It can be like you planted a flower in a mug. It can be that you hold pens in a mug. You don't have to drink coffee out of the mugs. You can go to the store and just take pictures of all the cute mugs at the store. But you can
but
find
why would you not
details.
take a cute mug home with you?
I monsters, monsters don't buy mugs is what I'm telling you. Like,
We have too many mugs.
again, we're
Because
not
in
talking
only in
about
the sense
mugs
for
and
like
books. We're not
And only
talking
in the
about
sense
this.
for I don't have any more space for them.
I know my husband's building a new cabinet. So,
I
anyway.
had to buy those like things where you can stack your mugs.
Oh my God. Okay, so join us for Mug Monday. Make sure you are back here Wednesday night for our discussion of The Broker by Nikki Sloan. It's her latest release and it's available in Kindle Unlimited. Since we had to cancel last week's Sip and Discuss Wednesday episode, we are going to have a special Sip and Discuss episode Friday, April the 11th, where we will chat about all things Whitney, My Love by Judith McNutt. So if you haven't read that yet, there's still time to read it and join us on April the 11th. So that's a wrap into our deep dive of age gap romances. Whether you love them for the drama, the emotional depth, or just the swoon-worthy tension, there's no denying this trope has serious staying power in romance. Don't forget to let us know your favorite age gap romance over on Instagram or in our exclusive Discord. If you'd enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating review, and we'll be back next week with more bookish fun. Right? We'll be back. Actually, next week we have authors here. We have a little round
Oh
table
yeah.
next week.
Yes, roundtable is next week.
Next week's a round table. Anyway, Heather, Leah, thank you so much for hanging out and sharing your age gap recs with me.
It's always a good
Anytime.
time.
Anyway, until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.